coffee. See if you're in the middle of talking about the bracha on the tefillin, hesek in the middle of making the brachas on the tefillin. That's what we started discussing yesterday in Cetes, that you're also to be matzik between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. Once again, if someone was matzik between the Shel Yad and Shel Rosh for the Sephardim, that would be the only time that they would make a bracha of al mitzvah tefillin on the Shel Rosh. For Ashkenazim, that would create, if one is matzik between the Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, he by accident spoke in between, he would make two brachas then on his Shel Rosh. He would make la'aniyach tefillin and al mitzvah tefillin, because always the la'aniyach tefillin goes on both the Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. And since this time he was matzik between the bracha and the mitzvah, he would have to reapply the bracha of la'aniyach tefillin on the Shel Rosh, and he would make another bracha of al mitzvah tefillin on the Rosh. Now, as we discussed also yesterday, that's what we get in the Mechaber right now. In sach with tzorach tefillin, but if you spoke and it was with tzorach tefillin, it was inyan tefillin, then he's not going to have to make a bracha over it. That is the Mishnah Berurah. Because Lam Negimah, but feeling sach in Birkas La'aniyach Ubein Anachas Tefillin Shel Yad, God can't deny Hakeh. It's not only between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. Even to make the bracha on the Shel Yad before putting on, before tying the Shel Yad, he spoke, but it was Litzarach Tefillin. Then it is not going to be a hefsek, and he would not have to make a bracha, a new bracha. It would not be at all considered a hefsek. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikon Lamadal, even though it's Tzorach Tefillin, it is not considered a Hesek. Now, Rav, but L'chatchila, also L'atziach, Ben Birkas L'aniach, Ad Achar HaNachah Shel Rosh, but nevertheless, even with Tzorach Tefillin, L'chatchila, one should not think. That's why it's better to do, if you need some Tzorach Tefillin, to make some type of gesture, so you would get it, and not to actually speak, that would be better to do. I feel a bit varm, Shein, Tzorach Tefillin, Imo Hechish Yeshua Bin Yenachar, but there's no other way of doing it. And you need whatever it might be. Someone, let's say you need someone to help you with your tefillin. Someone's got a broken arm, and you made the bracha, you forgot you had a broken arm, and you need someone out there your tefillin. So they don't understand what you're talking about. You could say, could you tie my tefillin for me? That would be fine, because that is obviously lichtzach tefillin. Okay? Coming on in the mechaber. Now, im shoma kadosh kedusha bein tefillin shel yad v'tefillin shel rosh. If you're putting on your tefillin, you're between the shel yad and shel rosh, or for that matter, between the bracha of the tefillin shel yad and the tying of the shel yad, and you hear kadosh kedusha, which we all know are the most important things to be answering during tefillah, lo yatzik la nosi mahem. You do not be matzik to listen to answer to kadosh kedusha. You don't answer because it's a hetzik. Even over here, where it's such an important thing, you're not going to be matzik to the shel yad and the shel rosh. What should you do? You should stop putting on your tefillin. You stop, you pause, you listen to the main Yishmei Rabba, you listen to the two middle paragraphs of the Kedusha, and you listen Shomea Ka'on. Shomea Ka'on, you'll tell me. Shomea, that's also asking. It's Shomea Ka'on. It's like you're answering. Why isn't that asking? We have a very beautiful thing in Halacha over here that we get both things to that working on our side. It says over here the Mishnah Berurah. To by being quiet, it's like you're answering a many Yeshua by Shomea Kona. That would be your yotze, your chova of answering Kadosh Kedusha. But it's not so much as you spoke that you are going to be creating a hesek. Okay, so this is the whole din in Shomea Kona. We don't have time to get in the whole process of Shomea Kona, but you feel where that's what comes out, lumais in Shomea Kona. You could be yotze, and it's not as mamish kedibor that you actually spoke. It's kedibor dummy that you answer, but it's not like you spoke, and therefore it's not going to create a hesek, but it's going to be create that you're yotze. That's the best way. It's better to say the words yourself in a case you don't have a problem with hesek, but over here we have a problem with hesek. You just be yotze with Shomea Kona, and you're going to be good like that. Now, what happens if you're over and you did answer amen or things like this? If you didn't know the law or you forgot, you said amen yeshmi rabba, it was just like you're normal. You heard God and you answered amen yeshmi rabba. You really know the middle of putting on your tefillin. Oh kedusha, oh baruchu, oh shana min amen is a bracha sheshama. Chozer umivarech. You're going to have to go ahead and make another bracha again. Meaning, if you already put on your yad, you'll make two brachas on the Shel Rosh for Ashkenazim. For Sfardim, you'll go ahead and make the bracha of Al Mitzvah Tefillin. And if you're in between the Shel Yad and the bracha of the Shel Yad, and actually tying the Shel Yad, so you're not going to be yotze your Shel Yad, you have to make a new bracha already on the Shel Yad, because you have created a hesek. Now, we learned yesterday that the inyan of being matzik between Shel Yad and Shel Rosh is even in times where you're not making a bracha. Even for those who are putting on tefillin shabbat and v'rabbeinu tam. Even on chalomayid, for those who are tefillin, they're putting on tefillin without a bracha, you're still not supposed to be masik. Nevertheless, there are two kulas in this inyan, and that is Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph, above the end of Lamed Aleph. says over here when he says we are not supposed to answer Kaddish or Kaddush. He says, "V'chol amoyt she'ein mevarchin esher diyesh lahakel lechatzkila b'dvarim tzayim l'sarach atzayim." Lamed Dali is talking about speaking things with Tzarach Atzfilin. If you're not making a bracha and you put on your shalyad and now you have to speak on something about, I don't know, borrowing someone's shalrosh, so you realize that you forgot your shalrosh at home, you need someone's shalrosh, you could actually ask someone, can I borrow your shalrosh? You don't have to worry about lechatchila. You could go ahead and be mastic with varim dar kashur to the mitzvah tefillin. That's one kula when you're not making a bracha. And Lamed Vav says, v'chol amoyd, the end of Lamed Vav. Oh, I mean, yes, fill in the rabbinic time, yosish minach li bracha, yesh lahakel, lahatik len yes, amen, yesh mi rabbo, kudusho, borcho, me amen. Over here, since you're not making a bracha, therefore you're not going to go rim a bracha shen a tricha, you just have the inyan of the shakali of idol, idol, saying, and that's supposed to be put together, you're supposed to put the yad and the tulish harosh together, like the psukim say, but hey, rush. So over here, we're not so makhlik because you're not making a bracha because you have this big inyan of answering kaddish and kudusha and barcho like this. But he does say, if you did answer Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu in the case where you're not making a bracha and you're tefillin, Yaziza Shalyad, you should then move over your Shalyad Mekomo, Kodem Shinach Zorah, Kedesh Yavai Achas Hashem, in order that you could do the Sinian of Yad and Rosh together. So once you're a Masik, which you did the Hefter, because you're Ansi Omeni Yeshin Rav, Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, but nevertheless, move your tefillin Shalyad, put it back on, and then put on your Shalrosh, in order to get this Havaya Achas Hashem that you're putting him on, Vichaticha Achas, that's going to be the luck. Those are the two kulas we see over here when one is not making a bracha. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal Tzomim Yishem Rishom Azamin, if you're airing Kaddish and Kedusha, let's say from a different minyan, you're at the Kotel, you're being, you don't even have to stop and listen to Shomei HaKa'oni, you can just continue going ahead, and this is a Lashitosel, we're going to see this many times, you don't, only if you have another place, in the Ramban, you're in a Shtiblach, whatever, and you have all these types of minyan going on, you only have to answer to your minyan, you don't have to start worrying about everything else that is going on around you. Moving on to Sif Yud Aleph. After you've tied your shalyad on your zroah, yaniach shalrosh kodem shiyichloch harutzul seviv azroah. So says the Mechaber over here, after you tie your shalyad, before actually tying the loops around your arm, that you go ahead and put on the rosh, because the actual mitzvah tefillin, as we'll see many times in the Hilchos Tefillin, the major mitzvah tefillin is actually tying the box on your bicep. It's not the ritzulos afterwards, it's just to strengthen the Indian, it's just in order that it doesn't fall off. Okay, there's the minhagim involved with it, but the main mitzvah, you've already applied the mitzvah of tefillin shalyad. So at that point, want to do the tefillin mitzvah shalrosh, you immediately put on the tefillin shalrosh according to the mechab. However, then he goes on and says again, v'yeshimi shomer, she'asru lahotzi tefillin shalrosh mi'atik achi tefillin shalyad munachas. Some say that it's even usher, even if you're going to not be over al mitzvah, you're not going to be a problem about being al mitzvah, you're going to take out both the shalyad and shalrosh at the same time, and then you're just going to take the shalyad and leave the rosh. You're not supposed to do that, he says. As I was to say, you're not supposed to take out the shalyad and shalrosh. You're take out the tefillah shalyad munachas until the tefillah shalyad is already placed on his hand. And that's Ramah. Even if both of them are in front of him in chutz latik, you shouldn't open your tefillin shalyad and tefillin shalrosh. You do the tefillin shalyad, you open the tefillin shalyad, you put it on, and then you might think better to open up both of them in order you don't create such a hefsek between the tefillin shalyad and shalrosh. No, you're osek in the tefillin shalyad, you put it on, and then only afterwards you take the tefillin shalrosh out of the tik, and you go ahead and open it up, and you put on the tefillin shalrosh. Okay, now let's go, before we get to the end over here about standing or sitting for the mitzvah of tefillin, when you're putting on your tefillin, let's see over here a little bit about putting on the tefillin. The Mechaber, clearly the psak of the Mechaber is that they tie the tefillin shalyad and then do put on the shalrosh. But I believe even Sfarim are not knowing like this. Is that correct, Mr. Sharbat? Sfarim are not knowing that you wrap your around your yad before you put on the shalrosh? Correct. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains. Mishnah Berurah says over here and says, "Cut the lamed ches." Okay, so let's see the whole thing. Hatam came into Birkas Laniach Ozer Gamal Shalrosh, since the Bracha of Laniach is also going on the Shalrosh. Like we said in Sikkot and Lamed Al, at least according to Ashkenazim. Because came the Mechaber Losif, hey, just feel like the Enim of Varech Halachas, we're only going to make one Bracha. You're making a Bracha of Laniach, filling on the Shalyad, and then it's going to go on the Shalrosh. So you want to do the Shalrosh as quickly as possible. Okay, you might have the Komash Yuchal. Therefore, you want to create the least amount of Hesed between the Bracha and the Shalyad and the Shalrosh. that richa sviva zroa ain't a maker did. The wrapping around your forearm is not maker did. Okay, until lachel to achin yachshel rosh, and therefore it's better to wait until the time you put on the shel rosh. That's all the sheet is the mechaber. The reason why people are not knowing this is because the shabra brings down two opinions. It says it's safer kavanas ari. In the kavanas ari, katzav she'enog lichol chashiva kricha sviva zroa tchiva. That the Ariza used to behold that you should go ahead and wrap the ones around your arm, but not the ones around the finger. Since the krichos are also part of the mitzvah, that's not really considered a hesek. And then he said, first you put on the zroa l'chizuk. The Ariza is saying it's just not a hesek. Mishkanos Yaakov is saying one step further that over here it's really part of the mitzvah, because if you don't wrap around your arm, what happens? It's going to fall off. And therefore, it's not going to be tight enough, and therefore you're not going to really fill the mitzvah. Okay, so therefore he says over here, the Balabachi Lomis Kayim in the Nikra Kshira, therefore it's not really considered a Kshira unless you wrap around your arm. And therefore that became the minhag, I believe, amongst all, both Ashkenazim and Sephardim, to wrap around the arm. I believe most have the minhag not to wrap around the fingers in order to mimayit in the hesek, then put on the shel yorosh, and then finish wrapping around the minhag. However you wrap around your fingers, that generally is the minhag. I do want to point out, though, since the mechaber does pass in all nice, and if you could do it in a way that the kshir is not going to fall out, a lot of time, let's say you're a little bit late for davening, and let's say they're about to say kaddish or kedusha, okay? It happens many times if you're put on tefillin. And mincha also is, you're going to go ahead and put on your tefillin, they're about to get to kaddish, let's say, and you want to ask, you don't want to be doing tefillin, shel yad, shel rosh. So in those cases, sometimes I will go ahead and maybe just wrap it in a way that it's not going to be fall off. I'll wrap once around my arm and I'll hold the ritzua tightly, then put on my tefillin, shel rosh. In order to that, now I can answer kaddish and kedusha without having a hesek, and then I'll go wrap around the arm. If all's equal, then we follow like the Mishnah Berurah says over here, you do the krichos around the arm, and then you go ahead and put on the shel rosh. But it's not usher to do it the other way, as long as the tefillin shel yad, like the Mishkanos Yaakov says, is not going to fall off, then you could go ahead and do it like that. Okay? Now, very interesting over here. Now, let's first see the Ramah over here, and then we'll see some fascinating things over here that's going to be applied. You can apply this in terms of halacha, psak, the rest of your life, Mr. Hashem. Says the Ramah. Yesh mishakot. There are those who say, lahaniach shel yad miyushav, you should put on your tefillin shel yad sitting down, the shel rosh mumat, and your shel rosh you should do standing up. There are those who say, sit down for yad, stand up for rosh. However, says the Ramah, that's not our minhag. That's not our minhag. El shtei and mumad, we stand up for both tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. And out of that, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin holds very strongly that even when you take off your tefillin, you also have to be standing up when you take off your tefillin, bein tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh. That seems to be the minhag of Ashkenazim, standing up, bein tefillin shel yad, bein tefillin shel rosh, as the Ramah is made over here. Sephardim, on the other hand, I believe, are knowing like the first day in the Ramah. Tefillin shel yad sitting down is based off the Kabbalah. Tefillin shel yad sitting down, tefillin shel rosh standing up. You'll see them, they'll do the little tush bump as they're putting on the tefillin shel rosh. Okay? And that is because of this Ramah over here. I believe it is based on Kabbalistic reasons over here to go ahead and put on the tefillin shel rosh standing up. Now, look inside Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Mem Beis. Says Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Mem Beis over here, Abba Magen Avram Shor Tzalach Kriyada Nacho Shal Yad Tiyah Miyusha Vav Bracha Tiyah Bamidah. The Magen Avram has this short over here that you should put on the Shal Yad sitting down and then stand up for the bracha, or stand up for the bracha and sit down for the kshira. I don't know. Rabbi Eli Arab B'shem Rashal B'chuatim Inside Chaz Kadosh Demir Lana Gadol Mirach Mikinon Acha Shalomad Kabbalah Mital Katinok Ben Yomo. After when Kabbalah used to daven like a baby one day old, Demishlo Yukolasik Sodal Nachon Yavola Katzizim Tiyal Keni Yav Bracha Ba'Anocha Ba'Amida. And ever they held that even Api Kabbalah, everything should be done standing up. Ubibir grow chiyas the gam of fiyas don't look like yach tefillin shel yad ba'amida. Alkein ein lozus ba'amida. A clear psak from the Mishnah Berurah that this is what Ashkenazim do. They stand up and they place their tefillin shel yad shel rosh while standing up. Now says the Nishtabura. It's a double push that, in terms of Pesach, whenever you have a machlokas between Nigla and Nisr, Shus Marenu Rabbeinu Haram, Shus Nigla and Nisr, is the Pesach, is we go after Nigla, if a Gemara versus Zohar, we go after the Gemara. Okay, that's how we paskin Lekulam. Everyone agrees to that in terms of Halacha Pesach nowadays, we go after Nigla or more than Nisr. However, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sikon Gabe. However, so he says over here, like I just said before, however, what does become to a machlokas though between the Beit Yosef and others is what happens when the Zohar is arguing with Poskim. Okay, where it seems to be the Poskim, the Rishonim over there, go against the Zohar, it's not the Farish and the Gemara, then it happens to be that many times the Beis Yosef will go with the words of Kabbalah, and the Ramah will go with the words with the Poskim in that context. Many times the Poskim will come and explain, especially the Gra does many times, and explains how there's no Sira between Nigla and Nisar, that many times we do also. But if there ends up being a clear Sira between the Poskim and the Gemara, that seems to be a split between Sephardi Pesach and Ashkenazi Pesach over here between the Beit Yosef and the Ramah. The Beit Yosef is found in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph. You look over there, the Beit Yosef is Siman Kuf Mem Aleph. Over there, he says over there, the Farish that will go Alpi the Zohar in this case, but when you have a Farish Gemara, even the Beit Yosef is going to agree that you're going to follow Nigla versus Sister Adkan for